I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1036. Thank God for the long way. I've told people that when God passed out patience, I was probably in the bathroom, because I'm not a very patient person. But you know, I don't think it's just me. Our whole culture breeds impatience. We not only don't think it's a sin, we celebrate it. Because being impatient is seen as being a person who is important. That person's got stuff to do. You can't dilly-dally. Let's go. But sometimes, despite our desires for a hurry-up lifestyle, God gives us the long way. Maybe instead of complaining, we should thank God for the long way. This podcast is called T2G because Jesus said, our life really is about love. Love that goes two-directional. Love to God and love to others. And that involves patience. There's a story in the Bible that might help us appreciate the long road instead of the shortcut. In the book of Exodus, after a few hundred years of slavery, the Israelites are finally on their way out. But it's not the fast track to the promised land that they may have hoped for. In fact, we get this verse in Exodus 13:17. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. In his new book, A Year of Slowing Down, author Alan Fadling makes this point. God knows what barriers will be too much for us. In kindness, he sometimes leads us on what feels like the long way, so we're not overwhelmed by obstacles that would overcome us. We may complain about the long way because we don't understand that God is sparing us something. We think the best path from here is straight. Sometimes the best path is quite crooked. God's goal may not be our arrival at a destination, but our formation along the way. We can be goal-focused when God is process-focused. He is forming us, and the long way is sometimes the best path for God to help us grow. Perhaps God has invited us to join Him in the work of the kingdom. We think the main thing, then, is to get to work. God gives us the gift of working with Him, but He also gives us the gift of making us ready and able to do that work well. God calls us not only to collaborate, but also to friendship in the work. We can learn to discern how God is inviting us to join Him in His work. We can also learn to cooperate with the process by which we are being made ready to do that work. And the process sometimes involves a longer path than we anticipated. Podcast family, you may feel like the ancient Israelites in this first month of 2023. Life can seem to move fast at times, but other times, it seems like our days back in school looking at the clock and thinking the bell would never ring for us. Here's the great question. What part of your life seems like the long way right now? And how well are you trusting God in that leading? Let's pray this prayer from connectusfund.org. Heavenly King, I come before you seeking your strength during these hard times. Renew my strength. Let my heart find comfort in you because you are the giver of patience and endurance. Without you, I will crush. I will give up. I will not reach the finish line. Hold my hand, Lord. Let your grace help me go through this peacefully. I know I will come out victorious because you are with me. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1037. In the meantime, of course, praying, I want patience and I want it now, never works. In fact, patience is a part of the Spirit's fruit, and that means He produces it in us as we abide with Him in the middle of lots of situations and circumstances where we're so tempted to be impatient. We will all be faced with those challenges even today. You know, they say that hindsight is 20/20. It's only in the looking back that we can see what God was doing in the waiting, because in the waiting, we're only complaining. If you're honest, you can see times when you can truly say, thank God for the long way.